Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show, here on the BBM Global Network and on TuneIn Radio. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I am so excited about our guest tonight. We're going to have a great show, and you're not going to want to miss it. I'll introduce her in just a bit. But first, I wanted to remind you about the special offer that I offered to you all last week. That's still on the table. I've talked about this before. The holistic entrepreneur is really more a mindset. You know, you see the person that you're working with as a whole being, incorporating the mind, body, and the spirit. There's something beyond just the physical body. So looking at the wholeness of a person as you do business is a philosophy in my mind. It's more than what you do for a living or what your credentials are. So perhaps this is you. Maybe you're on the journey and you have lots of questions. There are so many choice points and it can be overwhelming to start any business. I want to offer you the opportunity to connect with me for a free 15-minute strategy session to gain clarity about your path and the next steps to take. Just connect with me and we can set up a time. You know, you can use this consultation to quick start your journey or to jumpstart your journey that if you're already on one. I want to be able to commit undivided attention to you. So I've dedicated only 4 slots each month. And when those are booked, they're gone. And I always allow a little extra time in my schedule. So if we need more than 15 minutes, that's fine. We'll see how the conversation goes. I want you to leave with clarity and focus to take your next steps on your entrepreneur journey. You can connect with me at my website, which is simply my name, BonnieGressel.com. Let me spell that for you. It's BonnieGressel.com. Just connect with me there and we'll set up a time. I would love to be a part of your journey. Now, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters, the love and passion coach, is going to be my guest tonight a little bit later in the show. And I can already tell this is going to be a juicy show. You are in for a real treat. Now, she also has a new show starting on this very network at the BBM Global Network. It's called All You Need Is Love. And you're going to hear more from Jennifer in just a little bit about how she became the love, passion, and sex coach. And I'll introduce her right after our first break. You know, as I was thinking about Jennifer being in the show tonight, I was looking at some of the programs and things that she offers, and one program that she offers is called Orgasm for Life, a no-holds-barred guide to creating bliss. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, I mean, that's great, but Orgasm for Life doesn't have to only relate to sex. It can also relate to you feeling like you are truly living your purpose, living your dream, and enjoying all the bliss that comes from that. You know, doing what you're meant to do, doing what feeds your soul, to feel like you are who you are supposed to be in this world. Many of us don't even know who we're supposed to be. And here on The Holistic Entrepreneur, we talk about creating your life bliss within yourself and the work that you bring out into the world, the gifts that you have to share. You know, it's not what someone else thinks you should do, but it's what makes your heart sing. That's what's important. You know, you can feel good about who you are and what you do. Feel like you've, you know, left your mark, your imprint, your legacy. Now, it doesn't have to be a huge monumental thing, like creating the light, you know, inventing the light bulb or something. But it should be something that feeds your soul, that makes you proud, knowing that no one else has done whatever it is that you do exactly like you do it. And that's, I mean, it's not even possible. We're all individuals. We're like snowflakes. No one in the world, no one in the past or the future will ever do what you do exactly like you do it. It's just not possible. But you know, sometimes we don't see our path right away. You know, we kind of flounder around and we don't really know what we're supposed to be doing or what really, really juices us. So sometimes someone or something happens or tells us something, or in a way it sort of shows us or guides us on the path we're meant to be on. And this might actually happen several times before we notice it, because we don't always see the signs. We don't recognize the signs, even though they're there all around us much of the time. We don't always see it. Now, for me, it wasn't until I was really pushed to define what I did and who I served that I was able to narrow my niche enough to become successful. I was asked to describe what I did to go out in a series of press releases all over the U.S. and Canada. And I thought, oh my gosh, I only have one shot at this. And I was spending money on it. And so I knew I had only one opportunity to make it count. It really made me focus. And one thing I don't like to waste, I mean, I don't like to waste anything, but I certainly don't like to waste my hard-earned money. So when I was pushed to take a stand, to honestly, succinctly express what I did, admitting that I was an expert, identifying what I did, you know, my passion, and who I was there to serve, which wasn't everyone, you know, because they say, he who tries to serve everyone serves no one, right? You know, if it wouldn't have been for that series of press releases, that opportunity coming along when it did, I don't know if I would have gotten as specific as I needed to, focused my niche enough to this day. So sometimes we need a little push, and that's okay. You know, maybe we're trying to get it perfect, get it just right, not, you know, don't want to let it, you know, out there until it's like just the way we want it to be. Or maybe, you know, fear is keeping us stuck. Fear is one of the number one things, I think, that stops people from moving forward for a number of reasons. I mean, fear of the unknown. What will people think if I fail? Or what will people think if I succeed? What will my life be like? How will my relationships be different? I mean, there are all kinds of fears. You know, will I have enough money? Will it be enough to sustain me? Will I be able to eat? There are so many fears that often that keeps us stuck. So sometimes we need a little nudge. Now, sometimes people suffer from sort of the imposter syndrome. You know, who am I to say that I'm an expert? Who am I to say that I'm this person that can deliver this service in such a valuable way that I can actually charge people for it? And then that self-doubt kicks in, and that's really what's running the show. But then something happens and causes us to make a decision, to take action, to go to the next chapter. Do you think that's all an accident? I think not. I think it's a greater plan. So think about that. Have you had things in your life that have happened, that you've noticed have happened, to maybe push you on a different path? We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce our guest for tonight, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. She'll be joining us to share her lessons along her holistic entrepreneur journey. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, relax, meditation for busy people, and weight loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. Let me introduce our guest for tonight. I am so excited to have her here. Jennifer Elizabeth Masters is the self-love guru. She's a love and passion coach. Jennifer was born and raised in Toronto, Canada, and she learned early that some of the most profound experiences aren't the ones that are the most fun. Not because they deliver treasures or jewels or joy, but because they teach you so much about you. Healing from a traumatic childhood with a dysfunctional family and molestation, Jennifer learned to set on her journey. It caused her to be on a journey around the world, actually, from Europe to India to Bali to all across the United States, living in Montreal and Canada and Maryland and Atlanta and, oh my goodness, so many other places. And now she resides in the Mojave Desert of California. Jennifer has seized each moment of her life and found the sweetness in every breath. From being a flight attendant to a master gardener and owning her own landscaping business, she is a fearless woman who has done it all. She's an author, hypnotherapist, certified life coach, mother of three, master energy healer, and ordained minister. As a Scorpio, she isn't afraid to say she enjoys sexual expression. She assists women in finding the sacredness in sex. Married and divorced four times, Jennifer is an empowerment and a sex coach for women. Her motto is, if you don't love being alone with you, how can you expect anyone else to? I love that quote. When we love ourselves completely and compassionately, we stop beating ourselves up and gratefully appreciate each and every experience in our lives as another way to enrich and nurture our souls and others. Jennifer is an author and an expert on Yours Tango, a website for discerning women looking for answers to questions about love and sex. She's met some amazing people along the way. Being a spiritual pathfinder, empowering women to find their own path rather than to follow her. So welcome, Jennifer. Welcome. Help me welcome her to the show tonight, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here, Jennifer.
Thanks, Bonnie. I'm delighted to be here.
I know you're a busy lady, so I am so grateful that you've been able to take time out of your busy day to spend a little bit of that time with us and share some of your wisdom, because I know you've got a bunch and we've got lots to talk about. And unfortunately, we only have, an hour. But I want you to maybe tell us a little bit more about your journey. I mean, I read a little bit of your bio, but there's so much more. I mean, our life experiences create who we become. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brought you to who you've become today?
Sure, I'd be glad to. One of the things that happened to me along the path, because I had trauma in my childhood, was I went on and continued to be a victim. My family background was very negative, and I was very negative. And what I found eventually was that my negativity was literally killing me. I was sick. I was in guilt and shame, and I, I've been married and divorced four times because I kept attracting men that would victimize me until my third marriage ended, and I started to do, I did what I use in my coaching programs with men and women. I did a relationship matrix where I wrote down all my significant relationships and then all of the things that happened in the relationships, and I went, holy cow, I am the common denominator here. I can't blame anybody else. And so that was when I had this huge aha, and I stopped blaming my parents, my family members, my teachers, whoever else. And I started taking responsibility for my life, my health, and, of course, my own happiness. And that surely turned it around for me. And I went to a hypnotherapist who helped me, so I became a hypnotherapist. Mm-hmm. I went to an energy healer. That helped me, and so I became an energy healer. So all these modalities that worked so well with me, I learned and became certified in those things. And so that, in part, helped me to heal my own life as well.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and that's so true, because we often become the expert at what we need to learn the most, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. For my whole life, I struggled with issues of self-love. And yeah. It's really interesting that, you know, if that is, and most of my clients have had some sort of trauma and issues with self-love and confidence. And, you know, I work with their relationships as well. When we're not happy with ourselves, then our relationships suffer as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I find that self-love in many of the clients that I work with or that I've worked with in the past suffer from some sort of pain, whether it's physical or emotional pain. When I had my office, I mostly saw patients, and now I do more coaching. But that common denominator in almost everyone was self-love.
I kind of glossed over the part where, you know, not loving myself, had a lot of addictions and depression, and that is a source of alcoholism, drug addiction, mm-hmm. sex addiction, you know, being a workaholic, a shopaholic, all of those things. You know, we can fix one addiction, get a lap band, you know, to stop us from gaining weight, and then we end up with some other addiction. Until we take care of that self-love piece, that is the root of all unhappiness.
Yeah. Oh, I so agree. You know, to me, addiction is whatever you're addicted to is what you're using to meet a need that's not being met. And so often that goes back to what the only thing that we can control, which is loving ourselves. I mean, we can't control other people or the things that happen, but we can always choose for ourselves.
Absolutely. Addictions also suppress emotions. Like mm-hmm. We can reach for a piece of chocolate cake to suppress the emotions that we're feeling, that, right. You know, that comfort. It gives us comfort when we feel upset.
Yeah. And, you know, all emotions are valuable. They should be acknowledged and honored, but maybe not hang on to the ones that causes strife, you know. And so there's so many things that you talk about tonight, even just so far in the show, that all these things create who you've become. Now, how did you get into the whole, you know, passion and love and sex stuff?
Well, I had been teaching self-love, and I wrote a book, and it was my first book, and it didn't do very well. Of course, it was talking about abuse, and nobody really wants to hear about that, which is understandable. But anyway, I was guided in 2012 to start writing a book about sex. Mm-hmm. And that was my intuitive guidance. And so that kind of turned the tables. And I've had lots of sex, and I was non-orgasmic until my 50s.
Oh, wow.
And so, and there's a lot of women out there that have the same issue. So that coupled with the guidance is why I'm now working on sex.
Oh, well, I know that our listeners want to hear about this, because sex is a hot topic, no pun intended. We're going to be right back. We have to take a short break, and we're going to come right back to hear Jennifer talk more about how she got into the whole sex coaching thing and all more about that. So I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back, everybody.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion? If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. And I'm here with Jennifer Elizabeth Masters tonight. And we were just talking about a very interesting topic, how she got into the whole passion, love, and sex coaching stuff with her first, with her second book, actually, which was about sex. So, Jennifer, tell us more about your journey.
Well, I'm a triple Scorpio, and, you know, historically, Scorpios are, we're supposed to be the sexiest sign in the zodiac, and I always did enjoy sex. For the longest time, I was looking for love through sex, and I know a lot of people do that, but what happened was I had some issues with sex. And as you said earlier, that we start teaching, you know, what we need to learn. And my issue was not being orgasmic. And the issue is that when you've been molested, the cells in the body go into this fight or freeze, and fear is frozen in the cells. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women that have been molested have this same issue. They are non-orgasmic. So I went through a tantric healing experience, and I wrote about it in my book, and I guide husbands and wives and couples to go through that themselves, because it can be done, you know, in your own bedroom, in your own home, if you know what to do. And it, so in my 50s, I became orgasmic. I had my first orgasmic experience where I laughed. It was amazing. And I started interviewing a lot of women about this subject, and this is universal. Mm-hmm. 70% or 75% of men make love to women, you know, the penetrative way, you know, penis in the vagina, and yet women don't have orgasms that way. So my message is getting out to the men in the world and the women in the world that it doesn't have to be this way, that when we have understanding, we can mutually experience that pleasure of orgasm instead of just one, you know, one side or the other.
Right. So now, how did you turn this into your business? I mean, I'm sure that there were challenges with that along the way. I mean, as fun as it is, but there was probably, yeah, everybody who starts a new business runs up against roadblocks. What was that journey like for you? Were there, are the things that were like, really, boy, this is a really tough challenge, but I did it?
Well, probably one of the biggest ones was, you know, I had a landscape business in Georgia. A lot of people on my newsletter list stayed with me through the life coaching. I know I became, you know, I was a radio host before, and I was helping people with self-love issues and energy healing, and they just kind of came along with me because they liked me. And I was concerned, and I did lose some people, but when I started talking about sex, here's the thing. Most people are interested in sex. So, you know, I lost a few, but I've also gained so many, you know, so many people. I have this blog, and people are always sending me emails asking me about, you know, can you help me with this issue? And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are in distress, that don't know how to have sex together, that there are issues and challenges. So because I'm open and available, like, I will talk about it. I'm not afraid to talk about it. I'm kind of like the modern day Dr. Ruth. You know, Dr. Ruth, love her. She's an amazing woman. She really is. And I know she's still doing her sex coaching business. But, you know, she's in her 80s. So there's a lot of people with issues, sexual issues, and there's not a lot of places for people to go. And having someone that is open and warm and, you know, not going to judge, and that's what I, you know, provide to my clients.
Yeah. So was it hard for those, I mean, was it hard for you to like get out there so that people could find you? Because you're right. I mean, people don't often have a lot of, I mean, they kind of don't talk about it because who can they talk to? Was it hard for people to find you? I mean, how did you get out there and become known so that people could find you?
Well, I was writing a blog probably, well, I guess I was writing maybe a couple times a week, and then I started writing every day, and I was listening to guidance, and you know, I wasn't following the trends on the computer. I was listening to guidance. What should I write about today? And I'd get a subject, and I'd write about it, and people would find me from my articles.
Oh, okay.
So that's of course the book, you know, Orgasm for Life, that too through LinkedIn and Facebook, and you know, the word's getting out.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And you know, building that platform, getting out there so that people can find you. You know, if you write a blog, I mean, every week or every day, oh my goodness. I mean, the more you do it, the better it is. I've never been that, advantageous, I guess. My blogs are never that frequent. So I applaud you for doing that, you know, like, especially when you're doing them daily. Oh my goodness. Cause it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Well, you know, I do, like right now I'm kind of in a down, it's not that I have writer's block, but my attention is turned. I have a lot of clients with issues right now. So right now, I think I've written two or three in the last 10 days, and I travel to Colorado and back. But typically, you know, I'm writing, you know, three, four, or five times a week. And, you know, I have a lot of people from Russia and France, and it's not just the U.S., although, you know, the largest number of my followers are from the U.S., but, you know, Russia's right there, number two.
Wow. You know, it's not a problem that's specific to any particular country. It's worldwide. So I'm thankful that you're providing that service. You know, we're going to take another short break, but when we come back, Jennifer, I want to hear more about some of the lessons that you've learned along your entrepreneur journey. So this is Bonnie Gressel at the Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back, everybody, to listen to more that Jennifer has to share with us.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now, you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click on the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel at the Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm here with Jennifer Elizabeth Masters, and we're talking about sex, actually, and all that goes
abuse
with that.
Abuse happens every
and
moment.
Jennifer's journey along, you know, serving people and helping them through the difficulties that they're having in life. And, you know, Jennifer, I'm sure that you've had difficulties along your business life. I mean, everybody does. If you had to identify what the biggest hurdle or the biggest challenge to you was, what do you think that would be?
Well, you mentioned it earlier when you were doing your introduction at the very beginning of your show, focus. Mm-hmm. I had so many different modalities that I could do and use, hypnotherapy, energy healing. I was an intuitive, a metaphysician. You know, I helped people with manifesting. I was sort of back and forth. What do I focus on? And that coupled with having too broad a niche, you know, just self-love was way too broad. And early in my coaching experience, my coaching instructor taught me and taught us, narrow the niche. Make sure your niche is deep and narrow. And I was so afraid that I would miss somebody, that I would miss business. But like you said earlier, you know, if you don't focus, you're not going to be serving anybody.
Right.
So the more focused, like we have, you know, issues with our skeletal system, who do we go to? We see a chiropractor or we see an osteopath. So if you have sexual issues, who do you go to? Do you go to a doctor, a psychiatrist, or do you go to somebody that's had lots of sex, that's had lots of experience, has, you know, knows the ins and outs, pun intended, of sex? So that was the thing, is that when I focused on something much more specific, and of course I like to write about all sorts of subjects, but when I narrowed and stuck to the sex issue, that was when I noticed that people started to really listen to me, or they were hearing me, I guess is more clear.
Yeah. So it was a combination, it sounds like, of, you know, you were someone that they knew they could talk openly with and, you know, talk about that kind of stuff. And also, you were so narrowly focused that you, I mean, you're the expert at it. You know, nobody does what you do like you do it. You know, that's
right.
True for all of us. So that really sounds like that really, you know, catapults you to, between those two things, to the success that you enjoy now.
You know, and I think part of it has to do with my age, you know.
Oh.
I think if I was doing this in my 20s or 30s, I wouldn't have the credibility.
Oh, good point.
You know, I've been married and divorced four times. I've had sex with at least four people.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, having relationships, long-term relationships, is different than dating sex. It's very different.
Yeah.
But I could bridge the gap between both singles and the long-term married relationships. So I can speak to both.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Do you have more clients or people that you help that are maybe around your age, that are not the young women, but maybe, you know, menopausal age or you know, in their 50s?
Most of my clients are between 45 and, you know, close to 60.
Okay.
And I do have men and women. Now, I will say that I do, you know, I have a little bit of free coaching that I do. Mm-hmm. And those people are generally younger. You know, people trying to conceive and they're having issues.
Oh,
and so they come to me for direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. So if someone was like introducing you, how would they introduce you? I mean, what would they say you do?
That I bridge the gender gap.
Ah.
And I understand both men and women without ire. In other words, I don't beat men up for being men, and I don't beat women up for being women.
Okay.
And so, you know, and there's an openness and a directness. So, you know, I don't beat around the bush. I'm very clear with, you know, my message.
Okay. Very cool.
And I think that's what people want, clarity.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they want somebody to be honest and not all the fluff, and they just want to know it like it is. You know, at least the people who are seeking it out want real answers. They don't want all the extra stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm sure that there's been lessons along your way, you know, things that you've learned that might help other people who are listening to the show tonight, other people who are on their holistic entrepreneur journey. What kinds of things have you sort of, you know, learned along the way, maybe that you didn't even think you needed to learn, but you did, that might help other people on their journey?
One of the things was, I was focusing on too many things.
Mm.
And I had a coach tell me to give up the blog, stop blogging. It's not making you money. But it gave me such joy to write it. And I know because I've had over 60,000 hits on this blog, people are reading it.
Yeah.
And so it's serving a purpose, and it is fulfilling to me. So sometimes the guidance that you receive from someone else, it may not serve you, mm-hmm. and you have to use your own discernment. So when I was told to give up the blog, I knew that that was not the answer for me. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some other things, though. We see all these things. There's so much noise on the Internet, so many people giving free webinars, and I tried that, and it didn't work for me. So just because other people are doing it doesn't mean that's what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. And so that's the other thing, is to have clarity on what is right for you. Just because someone else is doing it and is successful at it doesn't mean that you will be. Your path may be something totally different than what everybody else is doing.
Right. You know, it's so true. We have to follow our gut, our intuition. You know, mm-hmm. I want to hear more about your journey and some of the lessons that you have to share and other things, because this is a fabulous topic. We're going to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to hear more from Jennifer on maybe some words of wisdom that she can share with us. So this is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back, everybody.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by MNB Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mnbglobalsolutions.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with Bonnie Gressel. I would love to get your feedback and discover the topics that you would like to hear about on the show. So please leave me a review or connect with me on Facebook by searching Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. My mission is to provide valuable content so that you feel your time is well spent. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share this resource with others. Well, welcome back, everyone, to The Holistic Entrepreneur. This is Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here with Jennifer Elizabeth Masters tonight, and we're talking about a very hot topic and lots of great information for any of you who are on the entrepreneur journey now. You know, Elizabeth and I were just talking about, you know, some of the lessons that she's learned along the way. And Jennifer, you mentioned something about, you know, it doesn't really matter what other people say. Sometimes there's, you know, good advice, but sometimes not. But really following your intuition, you know if it's right. Getting to that quiet place, if you know, that works for you, to really just get to that inner wisdom, that inner guidance that we all have. I think that's so important to talk about, how important our intuition is. And sometimes, you know, we just poo-poo it, or we think, oh yeah, what do I know? I'm just, you know, wanting to believe that. What is your take on that?
Intuition is how I live my life.
Yeah.
I don't do anything that isn't guided. Mm-hmm. I always ask, is this in my highest and best good? And I've been asked to do certain things, and I will tap in and say, you know, this sounds like a really great deal, but you know what? It's not for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'll take a moment to check in to see. Mm-hmm. And there is a way, I love this because I have clients that do this. Be the human pendulum. You stand with your feet shoulder width apart and cross your arms across your chest. You know, your left hand on your right shoulder, right hand on your left shoulder, and you ask a question. Is my name Jennifer? And your body will sway forward for mm-hmm. yes. Is my name Sam? And your body will sway backwards for no. You can use your own body as a human pendulum if you don't completely trust your inner guidance. But mm-hmm. your body never lies. There are a couple of things that I would recommend. As an entrepreneur, we often get really busy. And sometimes we're busy just being busy. And I take time every day to walk my dogs. I go out in the desert, and I spend a good hour out there. Not only is it good for my body, but it's good for my mind. And, of course, I'm spending time with out in nature. I spend at least an hour in meditation. I sit just in silence. All my animals come into the room with me. I have four cats on the bed. But that time that I spend is invaluable. It makes me way more productive. On the days that I push myself and don't do those things, I find myself non-productive, spinning my wheels, and getting nothing done. So taking that time, because often we say, oh, we've got all this to do. There's no time to meditate. But what happens when you don't meditate? You're just not as productive.
Yeah. Oh, that is so true. I mean, I spend time in meditation every day as well. Sometimes I'll sit, but sometimes when I go out for a jog in the woods where we live, go along the trails. That's my time. My husband and I run together, and he knows not to talk to me because I'm like off somewhere else, you know. And I have to take that time every day. You're so true. I mean, that's so true that people think, oh yeah, it's an extra thing to do on the to-do list, but it makes everything work better. Plus, that's when you get, at least that's when I get, the intuition hits. I mean, I have conversations with my angels in the woods all the time when I'm out for a jog. That's my conversation time with them. And that's when I get the best messages, is when you're, you know, in that other place. You're not busy with the things that you have to do.
Absolutely. And then you're more focused with everything else during the day. You're more present.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so true. So what's next for you? I mean, you've got lots of irons in the fire and lots of things going on. What's next for you in your business? And I want to make sure that before we end our talk today, that we make sure that people are able to connect with you, how to get more of you, find your books, you know, all of those sorts of things. So first of all, let's start off with what's next.
The radio show, All You Need Is Love, is going to be launching, I think, in the next couple of weeks. So that's my foundation for television. I see me on television in the next 5 to 10 years, but also traveling around the world doing workshops out in the world, not on webinars, in person. People need to see you. They need to be able to touch you. They need one-on-one. And I don't think there's enough of that. We really need to connect with people. So I see myself doing more of that. My last child graduated and is off in college. And so except for having some animals that keep me kind of grounded here, I'm pretty free. So that's what I see for myself. And, of course, writing more books. I am being guided to go spend a month in Greece to write my next book. And that's going to be a passion book. About passion.
Cool.
Yeah.
How cool is it? No, go ahead.
I was just going to say my book is available on Amazon. It's Orgasm for Life.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is how cool would that be for you to have a retreat that's about this topic, about sex and passion and love? Wouldn't it be cool? To have a retreat in an exotic place?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I do have, you know, some visions and thoughts about those types of things and having an intimacy retreat. Yeah. We definitely need more of those types of things. And and I teach esoteric sex, which it uses all of the senses. So often people get into it's sort of a rut with sex where they're doing the same thing over and over again, and they don't even know what to do to shift things up. So I teach how to use the senses, you know, feathers and fabrics and tastes and smells. And there's all different ways to heighten the senses and to get us more in touch with our body, mind, and spirit. And meditation before sex is another way. So I teach that also. So that would be part of a retreat type of thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, very exciting to me.
Oh, yeah. You know, for our listeners tonight, you're going to have people lined up on your website or, you know, wanting more information, because this is such, I think it's such a needed thing, because people don't talk about it a whole lot. You know, it's like taboo for some people, but there is such a need. People are like starving for that type of intimacy and those types of feelings.
Well, you know what's really sad is that I see people who've been married a long time, 25, 30 years, mm-hmm. and they don't talk about sex.
Yeah.
And there's a big gap or a big void in their relationship, but it's been going on for so long, they don't know what to do.
Yeah. You know, they sort of get comfortable in their uncomfortableness. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us tonight, Jennifer. I'm so blessed that you were here on the show tonight to share this great information. Now, the best way to connect with you is at your website, I'm assuming.
Yes, JenniferElizabethMasters.com or my blog, which is JenniferElizabethMasters@blogspot.com, or you could just Google Love Yourself Fearlessly. I'll come up either way. Thank you, Bonnie, for having me.
Oh, it was great. I was very excited to have you on the show tonight, and it was a great show. So I hope all of you listening really enjoyed it. Now, we're going to take another break and let Jennifer go for the evening to get on with the rest of her evening. And when we come back, I'm going to close up the show. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we'll be right back, everyone.
More successful entrepreneurs today are writing books to enhance their visibility and build their businesses. Now you can take the overwhelm out of the book writing process with the help of holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie can help you identify and organize content you already have so you can quickly write the book you need to build your business. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at BonnieGressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur. This is Bonnie Gressel, and I've been your host this evening. Now, we had Jennifer Elizabeth Masters with us, and it was a great show. So if you didn't hear it, I'm sure it'll be replayed at some point, and you should tune in. I wanted to sort of give my little success secrets, as I do at the end of every show. And, you know, thinking about the things that we talked about in the show tonight, the message that comes to me is that we need to notice. We need to notice the signs along the way. You know, things don't always come in the package that you expect. But if you put it out there, you put out your, you know, your want or your desire to the universe or to whatever it is that you believe in, it comes back. I mean, you put that out there and it'll come back to you in terms of, you know, what it is you want. Now, kind of an example of that is last year, the end of last year, I was kind of thinking more about doing more public speaking. I do some of that now, but I wanted to do that more and in a bigger way and maybe do some traveling and whatever, but to just get out there and share my message and to talk with more people. Well, it didn't take very long, and all of a sudden I had connections or contacts from three different radio networks, and BBM being one of them. And so it was interesting in that it wasn't really the package I was thinking about or expecting, but it was a way to reach more people, to do public speaking, yet to do it in the best way possible, where I don't even have to like travel or get dressed up or put makeup on or anything. You know, so focusing on what you want and then watching for the signs. You know, there are opportunities, connections, and then be grateful for what you have because you are being guided. There is a bigger plan. So notice the breadcrumbs that lead you to success. That's my sort of success secret for this week. Now, on the next show, next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, I will have Laura Anna Brown with us, and she's another awesome guest, going to talk about her entrepreneur journey and some of the lessons that she's learned. You know, everyone's journey is just a little bit different, and there's so much that we can learn to help us on our way. We're really kind of all in this together. So when you hear from someone who's on a similar path, someone who's gone before you, it can really lead to so much valuable information for you. So I want to remind you about that free 15-minute strategy session to gain clarity about your path and the next steps to take. If you're interested in that, just connect with me at bonniegressel.com. It's bonniegressel.com. Or, you know, like Jennifer said, you can just Google my name and stuff will come up. And then also, if you'd like to join the Facebook page that I created for this community called Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio, we can interact there as well. And share this resource with others if you feel it's appropriate. So thanks so much for joining me today at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'll see you all next week. Blessings, everyone.
This has been The Holistic Entrepreneur with host Bonnie Gressel. Tune in each week at this time to hear how Bonnie can help make your journey to entrepreneurship an inspiration, and like her on Facebook at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio.